Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Stan Campbell, full interview coming up at 9:35. The NFL plays favorites and lied about it. Get to the phones, 248-539-9797. Boy, anybody that had conspiracy theories, anybody that had questions or concerns, I'm not going to shut you down today.
Uh-uh.
Let's get to Darrell. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, man. And I've been listening all week, and I understand where you guys are coming from, as you definitely were chastising the fans this week, and I'm glad that Campbell confirmed something that I already knew, because I knew doggone well watching that game there was no way the referees on their own on the field came up with that. I know the guy on the telecast, he started talking about it, and it just seems like it just went from there. But I want to add one angle that nobody's talking about. Everybody keeps talking about the league favors the Chiefs, and maybe they do, but I'm telling you, the league is looking at the Lions. They're tired of the Lions always coming out with different plays, kind of on the edge. It's almost like they're finding loopholes, and I know the NFL don't like that. I think that's a big part of it too. And I'm in the further that point, everybody thought it was weird that Goff on the next play when they went for it again, he just let the clock go out. And it didn't run anything, and the reason why is because I know Goff, and he had said it too. He did his research. He knew exactly what he was doing, and he was just so upset that they did not allow that play to go, because he knew he did not establish himself under the center like that. Like they said that he was, if he had done that, he has to come to a stop. He did everything on purpose, and like I said, the league, they don't like that. The Lions, I think, they have a reputation of just being on the edge, and like I said, the league, they're like, oh no, we can't keep letting them get away with it.
But what I don't understand, you might be right, what I don't understand is why the league would hate that. Like, the Lions are competitors, they do it within the rules, and they use creativity, like, that's good.
Right, yeah, and they're highlights that ESPN, Fox Sports, they all show the highlights of the flea flicker. Of the hook and ladder, like all of those are on the highlight reels, not just for the game, but for when you look back on the entire season, the Lions have a number of those plays that the league will highlight.
But it's almost like showing the league up in that particular instance, not to mention now if you want to bring in the Kansas City angle, you're on, national TV going up against, Kansas City. They just lost. Now you're going to come into to their field and you're going to try to pull this off when they know that it's a little gray area there. They're like, hold on, we're not about to start the game off like this, letting them get away with it. That's just, and like I said, the moment that you start opening up that can of worms and allowing New York or some outside source to do that, you're going to open up that possibility. And like I said, I knew watching that game they didn't come up with that on the field. And I know you guys were saying that, and you guys were, of course, you were going off of the pool report and everything that was said, but it just was not lining up for me. There was no way that they came up with that on their own.
Well, and Darrell, that's why we asked, because Dan said after the game that it was New York. So that's
right.
Why we ask, because that's a huge story.
Right, and what we have to go off of what we should be able to trust
should is the keyword.
Is the pool report.
Well, not anymore. I mean, look, it's possible a different ref told Dan that and a different reporter or a different referee told the reporter. But the fact that the crew's not on the same page, they all should know it came from New York.
Right.
So that's a lie, and it's a cover-up, and it's you playing favorites. And it doesn't. This doesn't have to be that that decided the game, because it didn't. But it should bother you. It's unacceptable. Why are the Lions bad for the league? Why wouldn't the Lions be a great story? They go into Kansas City and win. The Lions draw really well. Look at TV ratings. Look at fan attendance. Look at social media engagement. The Lions are this great story for the league. Why would it be so bad if the Lions went in and had a cool, badass touchdown to kick off the game? And was, why would that be bad? If the Lions win, that's a great story too.
It is. That's a good story. But what's not a good story is the Chiefs being 2-4. If the Chiefs had come into that game, instead of being 2-3, at 3-2...
They're okay with them losing?
Are they okay with the Chiefs being 500 at that point? I mean, who knows? But I know, these but are all the questions that you raise.
And the fact that we have to talk about them is a bad thing for the league. So you get caught in a lie, and it looks way worse than if you just let the Chiefs be 2-4. Yeah. Or let the chips fall where they may, because the Chiefs could still win that football game, even if the Lions score a touchdown on the opening drive. Wow, people are fired up today. Let's get back to it. Let's go to E in Southfield. You're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up?
Good.
I just wanted to, I'm surprised nobody mentioned this, but Tim Donaghy came out when he said that the NBA was telling the officials, coaching the officials on how to officiate games. It doesn't have to be a conspiracy that, oh, we're going to pay Jared Goff X amount of money to not throw this pass or to throw an interception or anything like that. But when you have the league stepping in and telling its officials how they want them to officiate the game, that's been going on. And it came to light when Tim Donaghy said that. And I'm not understanding why people think that if the NBA could do it, the NFL's, why wouldn't the NFL do it too? So, I mean, I think it's more than favoritism. I think it's the league telling these officials, hey, this is how you're going to officiate this game. And I kind of feel bad for the players regarding that, because they're out there giving their bodies and, you know, taking all this risk, and, you know, you end up losing the game. And it's kind of messed up. But I just wanted to bring that aspect into it, too.
And I'll give you this. It's not kind of messed up. It is messed up.
Well, let's take this just even a little bit further. What's the financial impact to the league if, and I hate to bring her into it, but it's part of the equation, if the Chiefs, along with Taylor Swift, aren't in the postseason?
Like there is a monetary value.
I think there is a dollar amount attached to that.
Yeah. 2-4, they could still make the playoffs.
I understand that, yes. But if they need help to get to the playoffs, because we need them to be in the playoffs. We need this love story of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. We need the eyeballs of, you know, all the Swifties in the postseason. We at least have to make sure that they get there.
And look at the status of the AFC right now. It's kind of hot garbage. Maybe Buffalo can still save it from the preseason favorites.
You think the league doesn't like that the Colts have the best record in the AFC? Someone's got to step in and do something.
Yeah. Will they get the ratings that the Chiefs will?
I think we know the answer to that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Let's get to Dante in New Baltimore. Dante, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, remember that old saying, the fish rots from the head down? Mm-hmm. I honestly think before 2015, the league was a nonprofit. And a nonprofit, you have to release your financials. You got to show where your money's coming in, your money's going out. You're accountable. Roger Goodell ended that. Do you know what I'm saying? And I honestly think he has created such a toxic environment to profit grab. What it's the biggest conflict of interest to have sports betting sites, one of your number one revenue streams in a sport. I mean, I talked to my son about this. I'm like, am I in the real world? Like, how is this even ethical in any point? So when people say, oh, Vegas doesn't control it, I beg to differ. I beg to differ. The sports betting sites are probably one of their largest revenue, could even be close when it comes to TV and radio spots and on the internet to what the fans bring in. Mm. But my whole thing is we need new blood at the top. He's created a culture where no one's accountable. The officiating's not accountable. And look at it this way, guys. Technology has become so advanced, you can't deny a non-call. When Kelsey caught that ball and used the ground to capture it, like anybody, Helen Keller could have called that flag, for God's sakes. It's absolutely ridiculous that the league has no accountability, and I put it all on Goodell. He needs to go. There needs to be fresh blood, and there needs to be a revamp of the NFL. I mean, that's my opinion.
Appreciate it, Dante.
I mean, it opens up the door for so much. In fact, it even opened up the door so much that me as a former football player talked about the importance of having Taylor Swift in the postseason. She's not taking a snap. She's never going to take a snap. She's not going to coach a game. But that's part of – it's all part of the dollar signs when you talk about Roger Goodell and taking it overseas and trying to sell tickets and spread the game and bring more fans to the game. There will be more fans watching if Kansas City is in the postseason than if they're not.
This text was just brought in. It's one text.
Oh, boy.
I'll read it out loud, but you want to take a look at it?
Oh, sure. Let me see. Go. I don't have my glasses on, but should I?
I'll read it. The sent in from Don in St. Clair Shores. Should we ask Tirico if there's an asterisk on the game?
It's been one heck of an hour with Merkins and that.
Yeah, that wasn't the last 60 minutes of the show. Unbelievable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.